I really just probably share with you the same message that I shared with our team, and probably in the order that I did it. As a team, I truly believe we're getting better. When I look at things, I look at the team across the board, and I think it's a credit to our team for their spirit, their drive, their intentions, all that. There's a lot of good things that we can see. I want to emphasize to them that point because we can't lose that part. We got to make sure that we add on to that part and continue to grow in that area. I think that's really important. I think there's some guys that played that we saw got better. I think a guy like Demetrius McCray, he got better from practice, and then he demonstrated on the field. Storm Johnson, you know, there's a lot of guys. Chris Clemens had one of his better games since being here. I think across the board, you can point out guys that you say, hey, boy, they really look, that really shows we got better. Then there's some other guys that didn't get better or weren't at their personal best. And that's the challenge for us, is to get everybody on board and everybody to get better. I think we have a culture in place. I think our, you know, as far as our teammates and the coaching staff and how we go about things and how we hold accountable, I think all those things are really solid and really in place. But, I also point out to make something clear is that it's not okay to lose. And that's also part of our culture. It is not okay. We set up our culture. We strive to get better. We strive to be our best, all for the very reason so that we have a chance to be our best so that we can get the objective of winning. And it's that strict, and we believe in the process, and we challenge our guys, but I want to make sure it's clear to them that it's not okay. And they know, just going around the locker room yesterday and seeing that, but I think that's a message that is that needs to be spread for them. The other thing is that I think they're understanding the difference between winning and losing in this league. You know, and you take a couple plays here and there, and the difference between a team that only has two losses and a team that has five like us, they're seeing that, boy, it's really small. It's the small things, and they're right. It's, you know, a few more catches, third down opportunities, things like that can make a big difference. And, you know, I feel like we're getting closer. Our team feels like we're getting closer, but we're not there yet. So that was really the message for the team. They handle it good. They're in good spirits, although you can still see that it stings them because they felt like we missed an opportunity, and we did. But we'll learn from it and grow and move forward.
Toby, 10 snaps yesterday. Was that because of the foot or because of the
game? Yeah, I know he had some issues early in the game with his foot. We had a plan to try to see all of them as far as, you know, timing on third downs and then see the other three guys on first and second down. So, you know, I know that he felt really good going in the game, and then early, you know, he had an issue.
Four tailbacks that played yesterday, are you still, is it a open competition to see who's
that? Yeah, I would say, how can you argue the fact that Storm and the little plays that he had showed up and did some good things? It's not surprising to me. I think I mentioned that 2 weeks ago he had a good week of practice. Last week he had a good week. And it's that trust, and he's building trust. And then for him to go in there and perform and really capture his opportunity, I thought it was pretty cool to see. And, you know, and then he came out. He hurt his ankle. So I think with Storm, it's that process where he's continuing to build trust with the teammates. What can we count on you for? But the runs he had, I know, were very impressive.
Jed talked about Blake kind of having the final pen with the playbook. How much more comfortable do you think he's getting with each passing week to really open up what?
Right. I think when I look at Blake, I think he's doing a lot of really good things. I think his poise, his confidence, his huddle, his demeanor, all those things are really good. His completion percentage, I think, over two games is at 70%. So those things are good. The turnovers, that's what we got to get corrected. You know, we've had, what, two pick six, six interceptions, I believe. You know, those are the things that we've got to get out of his game. And that's just, you know, making good decisions. And, you know, we'll continue to grow with that. We knew that because there's personality, sometimes these things would come up. But we surely don't want to put fear into the game. But it's a delicate balance. Just, you know, make good decisions.
Are you mentioning winning more now than you used to?
No, I think it's always been extremely important. Always extremely important. We just feel like how we're going about it is unique. We don't want to spend our time talking about winning. We want to spend time talking about how do we get better and how are we at our best. And if we believe that if we stay strict to that, the wins will come. So that's always been important. We just don't focus all of our attention on it. We talk about the things that help us get to those wins. You know, these guys are feeling us getting better. And I just want to make sure that that's not our final objective. It's just to get better. Our final objective is to be our best so that we have a chance to, you know, to win. And but we're really strict on just we're going after victory, and that's being at our best. And you can see, I think yesterday was a classic example. When we have a team that at times aren't at, when you're not at your best, you know, you drop passes, you have holding calls, those things come back to affect you. So we got to get clear on those, and we got to get better at those.